Our guest this morning is Miss Elodia Arnold, publisher of Fairhope Living magazine. And you really are the publisher now.
Yes, absolutely,
the
Lori.
New independent Fairhope Living magazine, and you want to tell us about that.
Absolutely. So what I'd like to do is just read you my very first independent note, as a very first note as an independent publisher. So here we go. It's titled Living the Dream, a note from the publisher. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon. Blue skies hold white puffs of clouds above my head. Acting is the ceiling of my office. Under my feet, the green gold waters of Mobile Bay sparkle with the light of the sun. My desk is a memorial bench at the end of the Fairhope Pier dedicated to the Baldwin Senior Travelers. All is quiet in my office. Just the sound of the wind, the waves lapping at the pilings of the pier. The squawk of a seagull is akin to the clash of cymbals, as in the background, the whir of a fisherman's line being reeled in rounds out the melody of God's natural symphony. A more fitting location can't be found in all of Fairhope to write my first publisher's note as the newly independent publisher of Fairhope Living. Fairhope's community connection, then the original epicenter of Fairhope's commerce and trade, the world-famous Fairhope Pier. You may or may not be aware that 2 years ago, Fairhope Living magazine launched as a test product of the N2 company. N2 is a nationwide publisher of boutique magazines, and their primary product is a small neighborhood-style magazine for a neighborhood like Rock Creek. Fairhope Living was a version of this model for a larger community magazine for around 8,000 homes. We all know Fairhope has far surpassed the 8,000 home mark and therefore just doesn't fit the N2 model any longer. When launched in November of 2020, we delivered Fairhope Living to 11,149 homes. Within 4 months, we had grown our distribution to 11,650 and were told to plan for a minimum of 100 new homes each month for the next 18 months. Even with this large home count, there were still areas that identify as Fairhope that we couldn't serve. Our local team never intended to leave parts of the area out. That was just the maximum number of homes to which we were able to deliver. In the fall of 21, we were required to reduce our home count in order to stay in line with the N2 business model. That was a struggle for me as a native of Fairhope. So many people had shared their love of Fairhope Living with me that I was hard-pressed to determine which areas we would cut. During the last few months of 2021, other factors, such as a shortage of paper for printing, along with nationwide mail service issues, made for a trying time. If you read my last publisher's note, you may recall that in January of 22, N2 made the decision to rebrand nationwide and drop the name Fairhope Living. I diligently researched a way to keep alive the brand that our team had worked so hard to establish, the Fairhope Living brand, a brand we launched during the COVID-19 shutdown. I obtained permission from N2 to use the name Fairhope Living for the Fairhope Living Center. The Fairhope Living Center was to be a creative co-working space located next to the Fairhope Brewery. I hired a beautiful local Fairhope soul, Anna Hawk Crabtree, to take over the operations of N2's Fairhope Community Magazine and manage the rebrand process for N2. Owning and running a community magazine was a longtime dream of Anna's. But before she could get started, tragedy struck. Anna passed away suddenly at the age of 37. Anna's untimely death affected many of us in the Fairhope community. I had just hugged her neck not 6 hours before, and we had made plans to get started the following Monday morning. If there is a lesson to be learned from this tragic string of events, it is to not wait to make your dreams a reality. No matter what others say, never let anyone's opinion hold you back. Anna let her light shine. By letting your light shine, you lift others with you. So here I am at the end of the Fairhope Pier, writing to you, the readers of Fairhope Living magazine, my first note as a truly independent publisher. Thanks to Anna Hawk Crabtree. Without a shadow of a doubt, I know that Anna, my angel friend, is on my left, while Angel Maggie Mosteller-Timms is on my right. Both angels are lifting us up so that all of Fairhope can shine brightly with love, unity, forgiveness, and compassion for all Fairhope citizens. The new goal of Fairhope Living is to be an example, to celebrate and live the dream that all men and women are created equally. We are not created the same. Each individual has his or her own special gifts to offer the world. But we are all equally important. Our mission is to celebrate and honor the men, women, children, places, and yes, pets, that make up this wonderful town. We will continue with our monthly coverage of stories of the past, combined with those of our present and future, showcasing our heritage, arts, entrepreneurship, progressive ideas, and unique community features that make up Fairhope. For Fairhope Living, Fairhope's community connection to succeed, we need you. We want your stories and your recommendations of who is living the Fairhope life. As a franchise, Fairhope Living was limited in our distribution and our partnerships. That is no longer the case. We have partnerships with the local public entities along with many local businesses. These partnerships are to help cover the cost of print production. No longer a franchise, Fairhope Living is now part of the local economy. We truly live in a circular economy. Our subscribers, our readers, are the anchor. For the Fairhope Living ship to be able to effectively serve the entire 36532 mailing area and keep our advertising rates affordable, we need our readers' help. We need our readers to become subscribers. The first three issues of Fairhope Living will be delivered free of charge by a local postal carrier. This cost of production is covered by the local business that advertised with us. To continue to receive Fairhope Living in your mailbox after the January 23 issue, you will need to subscribe. Subscriptions for Fairhope Living will only be $20 for the whole year. Join us in lifting Fairhope up to allow the Fairhope light to shine. Join us in living the dream and set the Fairhope Living example far and wide. You can visit fairhopeliving.com to subscribe on November 5th and be a part of the Fairhope Living community. Encourage others who live elsewhere and who love Fairhope to subscribe as well. And now you know the rest of the story.
That's fantastic. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Lori. Thank
Very
you.
Very lovely. And we're just thrilled to be a part of it.
You are. You have been one of my partners since the beginning. And I'm very thankful to be here and continue that partnership. And any questions, you know, that the two of you have or any of the listeners out there have about Fairhope Living and how it started and the plans for the future, you know, I'm going to hang out with you guys for a while and be happy to answer any questions that anyone has.
Well, very impressive.